Olmuyor bir tane.
Okay. Zeggen dus met Harry Murray, Jacob en zo. Heel goed te zeggen dus met Daniel Schelen was een showfall. Okay, good evening everybody. Everyone hears me?
Yep.
Okay, good. It's good to see those that are here and those that are on Zoom. As I say, you know, we try to encourage everyone who could come live. It's, you know, we'd love to have everyone who could come. Those that are still not able to, we understand, so we still provide the share on Zoom. But one day we should all be.
Atem advekim.
Atem advekim.
Chaim.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the question. This is what we're going to talk about tonight. Last week we were talking about the Sakin Shalmila. That what's the din after the bris? After the bris, you finish the bris. So now the Sakin Shalmila, do you have to just drop it on the spot because it's Muktza? Or can you at least put it away? Or could you just do whatever you want with it? Right? That was the last week's share. Today, we want to discuss a different topic. And that is, what if after the bris, the mom decides, you know what? It's time for a new Mila knife. This had its time. Now I want to get a new one. So I'm not going to do any more brises with this. So now the rest of Shabbos, what's the status of this Mila knife? Is it no longer Muktzah? Or do we say that since it was Muktzah at the beginning, or maybe it wasn't Muktzah this Shabbos, could one lose the status of Muktzah? See, if before Shabbos he decides no longer a Mila knife, so then for sure, then he can do whatever he wants with it if it's not a malach. But what if in the middle of Shabbos he decides I no longer want it to use as a Mila knife? Will that make it not Muktzah anymore? Or do we say that Migo Diskatzai, that since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Muktzah, then it remains Muktzah even for the rest of Shabbos, even if you decided not to use it anymore as a Mila knife? So that's the question that we have to
tackle
exactly. So basically, we have to talk about the famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, Lagabe Muktzah. So, yeah, so let's take a look in the Mishnah on Memdal Amoralis, page 1. Says the Mishnah, Metaltalin Ner Chodesh. Now, we have to know what the definition of Ner is. What you say Ner is, you'd say?
Usually a candle.
A candle. Right, you'd say
a candle. I know it's been sold. I'm guessing not a candle.
Right, so... In other words, in modern Hebrew, there is a candle. But in like the Rav said, a lamp meaning it's a receptacle, it's a kli. In other words, the receptacle that you put the oil in is called the ner. In other words, the idea of Neros Chanukah is the receptacles where you put the oil in. That's why it's called Neros Chanukah.
So the oil lamp itself.
Yeah, right. That's so what the name is.
Clay oil lamp.
That's right.
Usually it's clay, right. Grass,
right.
But usually clay.
So it's a receptacle. The receptacle of the for the oil is called the nair. So the Mishnah says, "Metaltalin ner chadash, avalo yoshem." So the question is like this. Say you have a new receptacle, a ner chadash. Rashi says, she'enu ma'os. It's not most. You didn't use it so much. And so you could use it. Maybe you want to put some seltzer in it and you know, drink some seltzer for if it's new, you know. So if it's new, you could move it around. It's not mukta. Avolo yoshan. But if it's an old receptacle, that means it was used many times for oil in the past. So then you're not going to want to use it. So on Shabbos itself, you're not going to put oil in there and light a candle because it's also to do that. So, and you're not going to use it for other things as well. You'll use it for more oil, but you're not going to use it for other things because it's ma'os. It's disgusting. So then it's mukhtza. Then in your mind, you're not using it over Shabbos. So therefore, you can't even move it. But, so that's what the Mishnah says. Matatal in ner chadash of alo yoshan. Reb Shimon Omer kol haneiros matatalin. He says no. You could use all types of receptacles. You could move on Shabbos. They're not muktzah. Except chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. That if a ner is lit at the beginning of Shabbos, so that when Shabbos began, there was a fire there.
So the light
of the light of the light of Shabbos, you can't move. So the Gemara says a caveat to that statement. And let's find what the Gemara says. Let's find that line in the Gemara where the Gemara is going to distinguish between different types of receptacles. Different types of receptacles. Certain receptacles are very big. And therefore, you have a yahrzeit candle, if you would do oil for that. So then you have no intention that it's going to go off in the middle of Shabbos. In contrast to something that you know is going to go off in the middle of Shabbos. So that's the idea that the Gemara says that Reb Shimon only is going to permit it if it's something that what the Gemara calls is Yoshevu Mitzape. In other words, you have in mind that eventually it's going to extinguish the light in the middle of Shabbos, so then you'll be able to use it. But if it's, take a look on the first page here. That's where it is. Here. One second. Here. Avu sova cover in lo cover lo the ig sova avagav lo cover el kos kar of ashashes lo yizima maishna. So the Gemara says ki kashari Rav Shimon b'ner zuta on mem dal and mem al. When does Rav Shimon matter if the receptacle is not so big? So if it's not so big, you have in mind that eventually it's going to go out in an hour or so, and then you'll be able to use it. The data ilove, but hani the nefishi. If you have something like the kos kar of ashashes, which is a big receptacle, so then you don't have in mind that it's going to go out on Shabbos. So even if it comes out that it does go out, you can't use it. So that's the yisod of Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon doesn't hold that just because something at the beginning of Shabbos is muktzah, that it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. But he does hold because you have in mind that it's gonna become usable later on. So if it's going to become usable later on, so fine. But Yiv Shimon would be moide if it's something that probably is not going to go out in the middle of Shabbos. So if a fluke happens that it went out, you still can't use it because you didn't have in mind that you totally makze bedas. You totally put it out of your mind that you're not going to be able to use this. Ah, in the middle of Shabbos, a wind happened and it went out, even the big receptacle. Okay, so technically you should be able to use it, but since you didn't have in mind to use it, then you can't use it. That's what the Gemara says over here. Oh. So now, let's take a look in the Gemara in Beitza. It's also quoted in different places here on page 5. It says the Gemara, second line, it's not. Eim evaken eitzim min hakoros. V'lo min hakoros shenishbar b'yotis. So what's the din if you have koros, you have beams? Beams. What are beams for? To build.
Hold up the roof.
So there was loose beams that the builder is eventually going to use in his next building project. So the question is like this. So he has these beams, right? And he wants to use the beams to build. And then in the middle of Yontif, he says, you know what? I have a craving for a geshmaka piece of meat. But I need wood to put in the fire. So he said, oh, I have these beams. So maybe I can take some of the beams and put it in the fire. And use it as firewood on Yontif. Would that be permissible or not? What do we say? That since the beginning of Yontif, you had in mind that you're leaving it for your building, even though you're not going to be building on Yontif, but you want to set it aside for the building that you're going to be doing during the week. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Yontif,
I think it got frozen. We can't hear. It's frozen.
Frozen? How about now? You hear me now?
Frozen.
Hello? You hear me? Frozen?
There. Listen, I just bought a brand new smoker. You know, I want to know if I'm short on some wood. If I can
try. Oh, we hear you. Yes, we hear you.
Yontif.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hear. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the Shaila. What's the din if you have beams, and the beams are set aside for what? For building purposes. And now in the middle of Yontif, you want to cook something, and you want to have you want to use those beams as firewood. So would we say that since in the beginning of Yontif, you didn't have in mind for that, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But since you didn't have in mind, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Because Rav Shimon Shita is that only in a situation where you didn't have any intent to think that it'll ever become usable. Like the case where you had the big receptacle, very big receptacle. So you never had in mind to think that it would ever blow out in the middle of Yontif or Shabbos. But Rav Yehuda says if it was no good at the beginning of Shabbos, it doesn't matter, you can't use it. So here the Mishnah says, the Ein Mevakin Eitzim Min HaKoros. That if you have the beams, so you can't use them for firewood in the middle of Yom Tov. Why? Because it was Muktza. In the beginning of Yom Tov, what was your intent? Keep it as beams. So you can't use it. Now, the Loman HaKorosh Nishbara B'Yom Tov. I'm saying what happens if you have a beam that got cracked in the middle of Yom Tov. So if it got cracked in the middle of Yom Tov, so you're not going to use it as a beam in your building anymore, but that would be perfect firewood. So could you use that or not? So
Nolad maybe? Is the idea of Nolad come into play here?
Yeah, no, yeah, it could be a form of Nolad. Or
how could it be Nolad if the form didn't change? Just because you have it's something that's cracked, it still has its shape, it still has its potential, but there's a it's not like a cup that's smashed, it's not a cup anymore.
It's, like Rav Schechter points out, it's a different usage.
Got hit by lightning over.
Right. So the Mishnah says you can't use the beams in the middle of Yom Tov. Ein mevakin eitzim v'nakoros v'lo menakoros shadish b'Rabbi Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir in Muktzah than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that since the beginning of Yom Tov you had no intent to use it, so you can't change your mind in the middle of Yom Tov. Whereas Reb Shimon disagrees. The only time Reb Shimon says that you can't use something is if at the beginning of Yom Tov it was so far remote in his mind to use it, even Reb Shimon would be moda, like the case of the big receptacle.
But might this also be a case like that with it cracking that we wouldn't have thought it would break?
Oh, excellent question. So the Gemara says that these two opinions in the Mishnah are all Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But the simple pshat is, according to Rabbi Shimon, if in the middle of Yom Tov you wanted to take a beam and throw it in the fire, you could. Or if it breaks in the middle, it's good. So Tosis, and Joe, we're going to get back to your question momentarily. Rabosai, we have to give a mazel tov to Joe, right? Had a baby girl. We have to mazel tov. Mazel tov.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Well, we were having this session.
Wow. No, not it happened before. Yeah.
Rabbi, would it be not to mean if he picks up the carrot to put in the fire, or if he brings the fire to the carrot without moving it?
Either way, it should be awesome because it's mukta. It wasn't, so you can't use it. In other words, mukta is not only an iser tiltol, it's also an iser hishtamshus, or iser of other iserim besides tiltol.
What about an animal like on Yom Tov? He didn't decide before, and then all of a sudden he decides he wants to shecht an animal.
Yes, that would be the machlokes also.
Same thing.
Yeah. So look in Tosis on page 5.
In general.
What do you say, Rav Yossi?
I'm saying on Shabbos, when we call huktzel a mitzvosa, depending on the kavana, if you had kavana to use it at the beginning of Shabbos, so let's say you had the kavana to use something for shalashudas at the beginning of Shabbos.
Yeah.
So is it? It's not huktzah only for that time. It's huktzah if you change your mind and now you want to use it for lunch, or it's not a problem.
Yeah.
So it would seem to be that we're looking at the entire Shabbos as one continuous entity, one existence, and memela. If it's mutter at any point on Shabbos, something that is going to be mutter at any point on Shabbos is automatically mutter for the entire Shabbos.
Yeah.
And if that's correct,
Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yehuda would say that once you machzeh das, the man of shmoshos, it wasn't Roy.
But if it was Roy, man of shmoshos, then it's Roy for the entire Shabbos. So why? How could you take that backwards and then change, say my kavana changed? You know, like for instance, back to your case with the Ismail on Shabbos.
Yeah,
the cases
at the beginning of Yontif. So if you would ask this guy, what's with these beams? He would say, this is for the builder. This is for, I bought these beams for my builder to use when he's going to build Sunday morning. That's what he would tell you at the beginning of Shabbos. He says, I'm not going to change. So therefore, and then he decides in the middle of Shabbos that he wants, in the middle of Yontif rather, that he wants to use a firewood. So the Pasha Tram of the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no good because you makta das. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's okay because you, in your mind, you always know that you could change, you change your mind. But the Maisa at the time, at the beginning of Shabbos, you makta das. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that makes it also the whole Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't. Unless you have a high level of Aktsar's Das, like the case of the big receptacle, where your mamish, in a million years, you would never think that it would have gone out.
I have a question. A beam is going to be too long. Fine.
So you'll chop it up.
So you can chop it up. On...
You'll chop it up.
Okay.
Chop it up. So says Toysis, Ein Mavakin, Eitzim, Lomina Kairos. So says Toysis, "V'maisi mireisha de'im avaki korus, the ma'irit soyer shall korus to have a muktzamach mischichzon kis." V'ha'kuli alma modu afilu Reb Shimon. So Toysis is mechadish that there's certain times that even Reb Shimon, we said Reb Shimon is moida say when it's a big receptacle. Reb Shimon is moida, but here it says, if you have Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis at the beginning of Shabbos, which means, according to some, what we discussed in the past, like Be'er Shua, it's Klisha Machmas Chisar, and you Machmas not to use for anything else. So then it's Muktzah the whole Shabbos. Even Rav Shimon would be Moedah. There was a Rav Yehuda, certainly, if you had in mind not to use it at the beginning of Shabbos, but when it comes to, we said, when it comes to certain muktzahs, even Rav Shimon is moida. So this is an example of even Rav Shimon being moida when it comes to muktzah machmas chisaron kis. That since at the beginning of Shabbos, your mindset was, I can't use it in the regular form because it's a klisha machto isra. I can't do an isra on Shabbos. And to use it for anything else, I won't because I might ruin it. So even Rav Shimon is moida. So when the Gemara says that this Mishnah of Ein Mavakin is only Rav Yehuda, not Rav Shimon, it doesn't mean the Reisha. The Reisha of Ein Mavakin is L'kuli Alma. But what about the Sefer when it cracked? So that's a Machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And the Tosa says Rav Shimon is Matir only if it's Yoshev Mitzapa. Or is it only the case where you could see it was already cracking from before? So it could
so
be
going into Shabbos
that it might crack and I might be able to use it on Yontif for firewood. So he says that, so the Sefer is the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah says he still can't use it, so that's the opinion of Yehuda. But the Reisha that says if you have firewood and in the middle of Yontif and the beginning of Yontif your intent was this is going to be for the building for after Yontif and now you change your mind, you want to use it for the barbecue, so Tosa says that even Rav Shimon would be moida that you can't because since it's not just stamuk, it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, so that's a higher level of shunning it from your mind. So therefore, even if Shimon would be moida, that if you shunned it from your mind in such a drastic way, because what are you going to, this is the builder's, okay, maybe you own it now, whatever, builder's beams, he's building the house, you're going to now all of a sudden use it for firewood in the middle. So what kind of, who's going to do such a thing?
Major financial
loss. Yes, yeah, a chisar kiss, right? Yes, yeah, so he's not going to do that. Even if it means that he'll eat one less steak on Yantif, so he'll forego. So that's what Tosa says, that Rav Shimon is moited to that. So comes Rabbi Kiva Eger. Take a look at the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva Eger. So comes Rabbi Kiva Eger, page 6. So he argues with, I mean, in theory, he argues with Tosa. He says Rabbi Kiva Eger, also, Tatalo, in the Shabbos, Rotsona Shalola Hachzik Okan Hasakin Lamilo. If in the middle of Shabbos he decides, I don't want this to be a Mila knife, Hachziku Lashar Sakin, the holdover. I'll just use it as a meat knife, not a Mila knife. Shloma, the Bezer, the Stalek Hachza also. He says Rav Shimon would be moider. And if the middle of Shabbos you decide that you don't want it to use it as a mila knife, so then you can move it around, according to Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon doesn't say automatically just because something was not in your mind at the beginning of Shabbos that it's no good. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds, if you still have in mind not to use it, that's one thing. But now you change your mind in the middle, so then it's okay. Even though it was a klisha malachto, klisha muhtu machmas chisar and kiss. So Rabbi Kivega says, Tosis is not like that. Because Tosis says that according to Rav Shimon, if in the middle of Shabbos you decide you want to use the beams to, as firewood, Tosa says if Rav Shimon is moided, you can't do that because it was so far removed. Rabbi Kivega thinks Uli Mustafina, he would argue with Tosa, and he would say that what? That since at the beginning of Shabbos you had in mind to use as a mila knife, okay. So then, but once you change your mind, see, in the case of the beams, obviously he's changing his mind. He doesn't want to use the beams, those for building. He's going to use those beams for firewood, and he's not going to use them. And yet Tosa still says it's also according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kivega thinks not. He thinks Rabbi Shimon would be moida. The only thing Rav Shimon is asking is because he still wanted to be a mila knife. So then it becomes, it's muktzah for the rest of the Shabbos. But once you decide that you don't want it to use it as a mila knife anymore, then in the middle of Shabbos, you could do it for whatever you want. But it's not muktzah. And he says like this. Then he says, but Tosis disagrees. Tosis says, Ulo midivrei Tosis raise beitza, having books of Machazukish, the Ata Shirotel Boko, the Achim of Apple Matzos, will be it. You hochi, the Rem Shimon Osser, the Tsarch, Tsarchi and Godel. Tsarch. So according to Tosis, if in the middle of Shabbos you want to not use it as a mila knife anymore, it doesn't matter. Because the Maisa, at the beginning of Shabbos, you didn't have the mind to use it for something else. But Rabbi Kivega disagrees and says that something in the middle of Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't say it's automatically also just because it was also the beginning of Shabbos. And if you have in mind in the middle of Shabbos not to use it anymore as a Kalisha Malachto L'Isser, so then it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Mishnah that says that you can't use the beams would not follow Rav Shimon. Because according to Rav Shimon, it would be mutter. Because now you changed your mind. So it's no longer going to be beams for a building. Or it's no longer going to be a socket for Mila. Now you can, it's not mukta anymore.
Not Yolad then? Transforming it into something else?
If you're transforming it to something else, right? So say you have a socket for Mila, and now you just want to use it as a style socket. Not enough of a transformation.
And a beam into firewood or something like that? Or a beam, different chain or something?
A beam into firewood. So you say it was just a different chain. So Rabbi Kivega would say, look, at the beginning of Shabbos, theoretically, it could have been anything. I mean, even though it was not Omer Lekach, but you could change your mind. You can change your mind, and therefore he paskins that if you change your mind, it's no longer muktzah. It's no longer klisha malachto muktzah machmas kisaron kis. Oh. So that's the fascinating machlokes here between the Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now let's take a look. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 21. Well, about the topic we had last week, but he has more nekudos. Tilta sakit shel mila achar mila. That's what we discussed last week. So he has more things. Shekosav chosni ladun. So he has a new thing. What's the din of kikar v'tinok? In other words, normally you can't metaltel muktza, but if you have a kikar v'tinok, if you have a roll of challah, and you put it on the muktza. That's the Gemara says you can be talking the mace. But sometimes they tell a story. I don't know. I heard different versions. The story happened. It didn't happen. They say that when Yosef Breuer, Reuven Breuer's, he was nifter. I was at the Levaya. It was like a 1980, like that. 80, 81. Rav Yosef, I was in high school here. And went to the Levaya. So they say, said over, Albert said, or whatever, that the night before he went to sleep, he did two things that were mashuna. So they say. Whether it happened or not, I can't. But one thing is, he didn't count Sphira that night. When he went to sleep, took a challah roll and he put it in his pajama pocket. Because he had a premonition that he wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it. So therefore, he thought maybe you shouldn't count Sphere if you're not going to make it through the day. It'll be a full day. And then he figured if he's going to die, people are going to move him. And they don't know, they might not know the halachas of Muktza. And you're not allowed to move Muktza. But if there's a Kikar, a Tinok, that they move together, there's a challah roll. And they're going to, on top of you, then they can move you on chops. That's the story. That I don't know. Some people deny the story. Some people, whatever it is, what happened or not is irrelevant. It's an interesting halacha of to move muktza with a kikar v'tinok. So now the Gemara has this case of kikar v'tinok, for a mace. That mace is muktzah. Right? A dead body is muktzah. So the question is, could you use it for other things other than a mace? The Gemara says, Lahuta kiko v'tinok el mace bavad. What about something that's, if you want him to carry a stone? It's not a mace. We say the same thing. So he says, Zayej lodon, if you saw the muftzamach was gufo. So he says, Zayej lodon, if you saw the muftzamach was gufo, Haina Mamasha Elo Heter Tiltal Klop. Otherwise, it could be that muktzamach was gufo means it's like a stone, something that's a dollar bill. So you want to be, so you're not allowed to metal it. But what if you put a kikar on top of it? Could you metal the log of the kikar? So he says, so the muktzamach was gufo, hainu masha elu heter tiltal klal, mo avonim. Klisha malachto l'iser is a hammer. So you only got to carry a hammer, move a hammer, if you're going to use it for nuts, to crack nuts, or you need the place where the hammer is. But say you're afraid the hammer is going to get stolen, and you can't move the hammer. What if you put a roll on the hammer? In other words, maybe the din of the heter of kikar v'tino is if it's mamish muktza. But if it's klisha machto lissa, that's not mamish muktzo because you're allowed to move in the tzor kufu mekomo, then you don't have the heter of kikar v'tino. But what if you have something that's a kli, a muktzo machmas chisar kis? That's like muktzo mamish, because there's no heter tilto for gufo mekomo. So then that's like muktzo machmas gufo. So that's similar to a mace. And maybe. And maybe you could have a heter here. So dafka klishamal shumshuvachlo dami lemeisim kain zav dafka klishal machto lisa a klishal muktzah machmas gufis the ainlo heter tiltu l'tzor gufum kol mekri muktzah machmas gufo v'dami lavanim meis. Maybe mutar al the kikar otino dafka l'shana shukhlo talta klishal machto lisa v'lo nokat stam klishahu muktzah mashma shabala my klish shemuktzah machmas chinson kis. Something's a kli that's not mukta machmas gufo. Ain't a dome of the mace. Umutar of the kikar vitinok. In other words, he's saying like this. When the Gemara says that it's only for a mace, means that. For other things that are similar to a mace, it's not mutter, whether it's muktzah mamish. But if something is not muktzah mamish, it's like a hammer, so then maybe you can move it even, agav kikar v'tinok, even if it's not sarkufu mukomo. Rachidaikil char lishna derosh, because of inam v'arniki malea moz, the botel hakis l'gabe moz, v'dami lavonim. Mashmi the lobot al kiss the most hay mutter of the kikaratina. After Mikomoka in Loheta Tiltal Hakis, Tarkufu Mukomo, Shubosis Lodover Isso came in the Mikomokum Shem Kleolov. Oh. So this is his discussion. So what's the story of the Sak and Mila? Could you carry the Sak and Mila? I'll get. With a kikar v'tinok. Yesh matirin talak tishum lachmul isol de kikar v'tinok. Vada bring lohikar kikar v'tinok l'meis bol vadhan l'muk z'mach was gufo. Tavonim. But maybe klisha malachto l'iser is mutter. but maybe Muktzah Machlis Chisan Kis is not called a Kli Shel Machlis Iser. So then, and that since it's not a mace, it's not going to be Mutter. So he thought that maybe it's not going to be Mutter Al Yidei Kikar Vatino, because Kikar Vatino is only a mace. And anything that's similar to a mace, it's only mace. Something that's Muktzah Mamish,
right.
You don't have the Heter of Kikar Vatino. It's only from, but maybe if it's a Kli Shel Machlis Iser, then that's not Muktzah Mamish, then you could do a Kikar Vatino. But then a Sakhet Shel Milah is Muktzah Mamish because it's Muktzah Machlis Chisaron Kis. And therefore that's like Muktzah Mamish. And then by Muktzah Mamish, it's only a Heter of a Mace and nothing else. So the person is what? Chosun, his son-in-law. He wanted to say that what? That maybe you could do the Sakhet Shel Milah. Because if you can do it, in case of Daf Kli Shel Machlis, so Rabbi Kivega says no. Chor Ein Raya Mishom Da Hayisod. He says Asher Kosef Chosel Milu Hatil Hatel the Talal Sakin Shel Milu B'Sham Sacher Milu or the Tikkun Vatino. That was what his son-in-law wanted to say. That a new thing. Last week we were discussing all the different shitas. I have a new idea. You want the Sakin Shel Milu? You need to move it. Just take a roll. And you'll carry it together with the rope. So Rabbi Kivega says, no, you can't do that. Because it's only by mace. Something that's not similar to mace, then it'll be a heter because of the Kli Shel Machlis Iser. So that's what Rabbi Kivega has a chasam b'ni, his son's son-in-law. So he doesn't like this heter to do the sakin. But he has another reason, one second. Omnon, Avopi on the bottom left. Omnon, Avopi, Kenyesh, Lodu, Hati, the Haino, the Hadamur, Biordea, the Koponim, Holtzman, Lohisir, Sakin, the other, Charlotte, Lichol. Right, we discussed this last week. That is, if something is still in your hand, you could still move it around. You can't hold it in, but Israel shall milot. So maybe Israel Shel Milah also, or it should be okay. But not only you have to tilt all the tiro, kick of a tiro. Ulam calls on the talta Israel or days and dover shabuto but talta. So Tarchlam and Israel out of two came she is more heter to talk Mila. So maybe if it's Mutter L'Tzorach Mila, Ismael, so it's not like regular Muktzah. Because it had a heter for Tzorach Mila. So then it's not like a stone. A stone doesn't have any heter. Money doesn't have any heter. But this had a heter to do the Mila, the Shabbos. So maybe we could say, we've got to be certain halachas, it's more lenient. That it's like a Kli Shel Machlis Iser, that it's mutter b'odu b'yodu. So maybe also the heter of Kikar Vatino should apply. So first, he doesn't like this idea of the Kikar Vatino with his son-in-law said, grandson-in-law. He says, because this is like Muktzah. And by Muktzah, you don't have a heter of Kikar Vatino, only by mace. But then he said, you know what, maybe this Muktzah is more kal. Because this Muktzah we were able to use on Shabbos to do the Milah. So since we were able to use this Muktzah, the Sakhet Shel Milah, to do the Milah, so it's a lower level Muktzah. So Mela, if you want to use it the rest of Shabbos, you could do Al Yidei Kikar V'Tinuk. So then he changed, you know, he made a change his mind, yeah. So.
When you finish the Milah,
put it down on the table, and then take a roll and put it on top of the Sakhet Shel Milah, and then bring it wherever you want. So, because now you do, Then a tikka matino because even when somebody dies suddenly. Rav Broya, they say, only did it because he thought, like someone said to me, because he didn't know that, might thought that some people might not know the halacha. The metal till shaloka did. But if you didn't do that, someone could just take a tikka in the middle of Shabbos. And because usually the people are minhag is to put the mace on the ground, stay cold. But then he says, Ulam Kolza Lataltel Ha Ismail de Ezit Dover Shamutal Batiltal. Because the Taltal is together with a kikar. But what about if you want to just put it back in its case? She says, Zolo Niroli. Agama Tik Atzma Mutza. Because the Tik is the Bosses Ladov Rosso. The Tik, the case, is the Bosses Ladov Rosso. Afa Poskim to be Ainu. There was a halacha is when you put something on something else, the thing that it's sitting on is also Mutza. But the Chor, that usually is only if you're doing it for the whole Shabbos. Avla poskim de enu maniach ad sheyishar sham kol haShabbos lo mikri bosses. So here it's not the whole Shabbos because he took it out to do the meal. It came to das right to lochachas izmo motik lamul bo b'Shabbos lo havi bosses maniach daiti enu hadome yishlom edavka she enu maniach kol haShabbos rach mitzars zman zeh lo mikri bosses. Here basically you wanted in the thing the whole Shabbos. Okay, for a minute that you needed to do the bris mila, you took it out. But basically, it's there the whole Shabbos. Well, b'zeh the day the lachzor achar mila on sum batik, ze mikrim miniach l'chol haShabbos. That's called chol haShabbos. Came the because basically it's going to be the chol haShabbos. Al ma'isi, you took it out for the 5 minutes that you did the bris mila, nishkan fe'elach, and therefore the tik is considered muktzah because anything that is holding muktzah for the whole Shabbos. It itself is called a bosses l'dav rosa, and it's mukts itself. That's what the Rabbi Kiva Eger says. That is a marshag, and they quote that says a little bit different. The marshag, the halig of marshag, on page 15, going over to page 16. Yesh Mila B'Shabbos, the first word in the line is Yesh. Yesh Mila B'Shabbos, in the middle. So the Moyel, so he does the Mila with the knife, right? But then there's the Orpriya, so the old way is to do the Orpriya with the nail, the other skin. Not like Rav Moshe's Kula, that they do Mila Priya Rasacha, so then they cut with the knife. Both the Mila and the Priya. They're going to do the Mila with the knife and the Priya with the nail. So that means he's going to put down the knife. He's going to put down the knife. So then, how is he going to be able to pick it up again? So he says, is he going to, as yaniach hasachin b'toch ezek kli, sheyesh olel, so what he can do is he can put the sack in something that has something mutter in it, and then it'll be a bosses ladover heter v'isur, and then it'll be mutter to metalta. Vaz yemutu achak l'talta l'kli v'asakin sh'alea k'dei v'anichel v'mocha mutzna. Now after Rosh Hashanah v'yara achar tekev achar mil v'achar yedif v'asab v'mocha mutzna. That's what he discusses. So. Okay, but basically the two main nekudas we discussed tonight are if you have a klishim lachto l'iser, and in the middle of Shabbos you don't want to use it for that anymore. In terms of Shimon, would it be no longer muktza? So Tosis says, no, it's still Mutzah. because Chlish Lach is such a strong shunning in your mindset that you that can't be rectified. And Rabbi Ki Vega says, no. If you would keep it in, as a Sakhet Shalmila, then you can't use it as a Sakhet. But if you were in the middle of the Shabbat decided, no more Sakhet Shalmila, I'm getting new Sakhinim Shalmila, then Rabbi Ki Vega thinks bigger than it should be mutter to be metaltel. That's one Nakuda. And then the other Nakuda. Sorry to Rabbi Shimon. Correct. And then the discussion here of Acher Hamila, whether the Sakhet Shalmila could get the same heter of the Kikar Vatina for that. Because the Gemara says only by mace. But that's maybe anything similar to mace, only mace, and not other muktzes. So maybe this is similar. So maybe Takadet and Miyasir, that's what he said originally in Kivega. But then he says, no, it's not totally similar. Because Lamaisa, you used it in the middle of Shabbos. So it's not like an Evan didn't use the whole Shabbos. Yeah, you used it to do the Mila. So maybe that makes it more cow. In the Mela, you'll be able to be metaltel on your day, Kikar, Bertina. So that's the fascinating discussion of the Kivega. So, and this is a fascinating argument that Rabbi Ki Vega had on places. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week, we see after the Shmaya, we should continue the back here, Shir Chav Tes. Okay, it's good.
Thank you, Shkoyach, Shkoyach.
Okay, Shkoyach to everybody. Nice to see everybody.
Mazel Tov, Rav Joe.
Mazel Tov. Did you name the joke? But not yet. Joe?
Oh, yeah, the name is Ayala Bat. What's that?
Yeah, what's the name?
What's that?
What's the name?
Ayala Bat Ayala Bat Zion.
Ayala Bat Zion.
Sounds Jewish.
Yeah, it's named after because my father was Naftali, so it's connected to the Pasuk. Ayala.
Naftali Ayala Shlucha.
Exactly. Yeah.
Your father
was Naftali Ben Zion.
Really? That was your father's name?
Yeah.
His father was Dr. William Helmreich. The famous sociologist. He wrote the famous book, The Yeshiva World.
Right.
Congratulations to Mazel Tov.
Is he mentioned in Outliers? You. Is he mentioned? Is that there's a Helmreich in Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers?
Oh, I don't think he's in that. I don't think so.
There is a Helmreich, I think a Joel Helmreich. I don't think it's you, but maybe a relative.
I have a relative, Joel Helmrich, so it could be. Right. Could be. I have to look at that. Thank you.
You should have a lot of nachas, simcha.
Oh, thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank again, you, Shkoyach.
Now you can have another reason you can come to, you can get out a little bit, you know, you take right. A little break from the baby, you know, come out a little bit.
Right.
Okay. Right, also, good to see everybody. So,